Welcome to a sacred meditation to plant your seeds, your intentions, to grow the abundance, the wealth, the love, the security, what your heart most desires, to grow and sustain you over time. Get comfortable. Become aware of your breath. Let go of your shoulders and everything you're carrying on them. And begin to tune your attention inward and focus on your life-giving breath. And for the next 3 breaths, focus a little more on your exhale, really letting go, and just relax and let that inhale effortlessly flood your body. Feel the weight of your body rest into your support. As you begin to draw your attention away from the outer world, we're called to walk with one foot in the inner world, your spiritual world, your soul path, and one in the outer world. And this is an important time for you to tune inwards, to align your energy with your soul, your higher self, your soul blueprint, and your deepest heart's desires. And then bringing your attention back to your breath and starting to center that attention and your breath, breathing in and out through your heart. And as you breathe in, hold it for just a moment and allow your heart to relax wider open, relaxing. And as you breathe out, relax even more. Let that heart center, your beautiful heart center connection with all possibilities, with the quantum, and with your soul. Let it relax wide open, like a beautiful flower unfurling, coming into full bloom. On each inhale, just hold for a moment. Not straining at all, but relaxing the heart wider open. On the exhale, really let it go and relax open. You're fully supported. This is a time for you to align to your soul path and to give intentions, instructions, fine-tune what it is that you want to create, attract, that will really bring you the joy, the peace, and the freedom that your heart and your soul know is possible for you. There's a beautiful golden light above you. Notice it. And it's beaming down on you. It's got hints of silver in it, and it's reflecting light in different directions. But this beautiful shower of golden light is coming straight down, merging with your aura field and right in through the crown of your head, your crown chakra. Feel the warmth in your crown. And as this golden light, like a beautiful ray of sunshine, shines down on you and through you, filling up your whole body, filling up your head, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your beautiful heart, down through your torso and your hips, your pelvis, your legs, filling up all the way down through your legs, down into your feet, out through your arms and hands, just purifying you on every level of your being, energizing you and opening you. And notice that this energy emanates from you all the way out through your aura, this beautiful sphere all around you, as you're being charged with divine light and opening to your highest possibilities. And as your energy is being amplified and you're more in touch with who you truly are, center your attention in your heart, your beautiful heart. It's time to drop your mind, your brilliant yet busy mind, straight down into your heart. And see that mind as a beautiful gem, multifaceted. Maybe it's a ruby, a quartz, a diamond. And drop it straight down into the very center of your heart. Let it land in the beautiful warm pool of your heart. Your heart is all accepting, like water is all accepting. Marrying your mind, that amazing tool that can do so many things and can lead you so many places that may not be the best for you, into your all-knowing heart, the seat of your soul. And feel that expansion in that merger. Just feel that expansion. And notice also what happens in the sphere of energy all around you. Does it change colors? Does it become bigger? Or do you now really notice it for the first time? You are incredibly gifted. And rich beyond measure. Spiritually. And there are things you want to manifest to feel that richness of life in the outer world. It's time to tune into your heart, to your soul, and see what it is that your heart is most desiring for you to create, to attract, to manifest in this cycle that will bring long-lasting sustenance. It's a rich time to plant your seeds in very, very fertile soil. where they can be fully nourished, where your dreams can be fulfilled beyond what you can imagine. But your soul knows and can see so much more than you. So let these questions drop into your heart. Be open to receiving the guidance that you're given, whether it's actual words, symbols, pictures, feelings. It'll come in your inner language. And in this very rich, fertile time, what is it that your heart, your soul is ever so wanting for you, just really desiring for you? What does your soul want you to create when it comes to feeling wealthy, really living a wealthy life? What does your heart want for you? Your first seed to plant. Be open. Maybe it's whispered in your ear. It floats right up from your heart. It's a beautiful image or this incredible feeling. Trust your inner language. You have your first seed. Hold that gently as you tune right back in. And what is it that your heart, your soul is so wanting for you, so desiring for you? When it comes to love, what does your heart want for you so that you really feel, experience love in the way your soul wants you to? Trust that. You've got it. Hold it gently. It's always the first thing that comes to you. Tuning in once again. For your security, a real sense of security. What is it that your heart is just so wanting you to open up to? Just really wants for you, so that you can experience that relaxed ease that security really can give you for the long run. What's your heart want for you? It may be something to experience. It may be a shift. It may be something very tangible in the physical world. This divine message is being delivered to you in your own inner language. Receive it fully. You've got your seeds. Awareness is ever so potent. We must know what it is that our heart desires. And what that can make possible for us. So in having all of this that your heart desires for you, how will you feel? How will you feel? How will you feel when you have that, or being that wealth, that love, that security? Notice the energetic feelings that go along with that. That's currency, an intention, and a feeling. That's the frequency. You've got that. You've got your seeds and you're going to take a few steps forward. And as you do, you notice there's this beautiful, soft flowing river in front of you. And there's a beautiful waterfall, and the river is not deep at all, and it's ever so warm. And this beautiful waterfall spills in a way that you can easily walk right into it and through it. It's ever so gentle. But there's some emotional energy that you've been holding that may be keeping you from what your heart so wants for you. So you're moving forward and walking into and through that waterfall and just letting the divine wash away any of that emotional residue, any heaviness, any old fears, just letting it wash away. You may stand there for more than a moment. You might just feel like you need to walk through. You might want to spin circles and celebrate this emotional release. As you come out of the waterfall, out of this beautiful pool, and stand in the brilliant, warm rays of the sun, warming you to your core. You feel the fertile soil beneath your feet. And you're ready to grow your seeds. Your seeds came from your heart, and you're going to plant them in your heart. Now that you've gotten to know them, cleared them, you're going to plant them right into the fertile soil of your being. So when you're ready, drop those seeds all at one time, or one at a time, into your fourth chakra, the field of your heart. And notice as you do, they start to have a life of their own. You get a sense of what that wealth is. You see it more clearly. You feel it. You sense it in all that it can provide for you. The love that you're planting, you feel that warmth throughout your whole being. And notice what it does to your energy field, to your aura. Notice how it just enlivens you, how you radiate the purity of the energy of love. And the security as you plant that seed, notice how it takes life as well, and how it feels. This will all play out for you in ways that are unexpected, different than you could maybe imagine, but feel free to imagine. It's this or something better. We're going to surrender all of this to the divine. These are your ideas, your soul path, and it's achieved with the help of the divine, the help of your higher self, your oversoul. So releasing it, and trusting that the divine will kick your feet in the right direction as long as you keep tuning into the energy of these seeds you have planted. How they feel. The intention. And you trust that it's unfolding for you. And you're ready, willing, and able to take any inspired actions that drop in for you. You are a co-collaboration with the divine, as is your life.